Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Less than a week away from the 2021 spring training season being over. That's right. It is over 1 week from today. Next week, Craig Mish, Davis Maddock with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. We're going to hear from Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks on his injury coming up. First, let's get to our headlines as we lead off this hour of the show, our 1 o'clock hour here on the East. Mike Davis signs a 2-year contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So could we see him as the starter in 2021? We'll ask Davis that question coming up. Unfortunately for Davis, Bobby Witt Jr. was sent to minor league camp. I don't know why anybody was surprised to see this. Now, the only question is, if Bobby Witt Jr. is not raking in the minors, is he going to spend the whole season there? Oof, could be. Nets will not have Kyrie Irving tonight. Probably won't have James Harden either. They're at the Blazers. That's one of the six games in the NBA tonight, as we mentioned, 14 spring training games today. Before we get back to baseball here, Davis, Mike Davis signs a 2-year deal with the Falcons. We all know Todd Gurley's career is over. Whether or not he continues to play, that's up to him. But, you know, unfortunately, his injuries just caught up to him just way faster than, like, any other running back I've ever seen. Maybe Terrell Davis is maybe the only other one. But I would guess, Davis, as we get closer to the draft, the Falcons will be in on a running back this year, and they'll end up drafting one maybe in the second round or third. But Mike Davis is going to be waiting in the wings like he has been both in San Francisco and Carolina.
Yeah, Mike Davis put on some pretty studly performances for the Carolina Panthers last year. Was definitely one of those pickups in fantasy football that made a lot of people's seasons. I definitely think you're right. I think that Atlanta will add a running back on the second day of the draft. And there are plenty of guys in this draft who I anticipate being cheap for NFL teams to acquire who can handle the job. Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State, Puka Williams from Kansas. You know, there are a lot of guys. I mean, even Jarrett Patterson from Buffalo, I think, has a chance to go in, you know, the fifth round of the NFL draft and end up being someone who can contribute right away to an NFL team. I mean, like always, the best and smartest NFL teams spend the fewest amount of resources on the running back position because, you know, it just doesn't really matter. I mean, we saw Gus Edwards eating up yardage for the Ravens. We saw Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette do things for the Buccaneers. We saw Darrell Williams play more snaps than Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. It really just doesn't matter. Sad to see Todd Gurley go. You know, I know he made lots of fans in the fantasy football community in 2017, 2018 when he was ripping off all those crazy games for the Los Angeles Rams. But I like Mike Davis. I think he is, you know, he's kind of a fun guy. Have him cheap in some dynasty leagues. And I hope the Falcons give him a shot at least for 1 year.
Yeah, I think they'll bring someone in, but I also think that there's a good shot that he's the goal line guy, regardless of who they bring in this year. So Davis is going to have some value, I think, in fantasy in 2021. All right, a lot of people drafted Zach Gallen pretty high this year. I was all in on Zach Gallen last year. The price was kind of high this year, so I had to make the call, and in a lot of leagues, I did not. I'm a big fan of the player, big fan of the person, too. But I was not a big fan of hearing what I heard the other day, which is that Gallen is going to miss an undetermined amount of time due to a forearm issue. And Gallen talked about how he discovered that he was hurt and had nothing to do with pitching.
It happened. BP just, you know, hitting on the machine, just a couple missed barrels. I think the one that did me, I just got jammed and, you know, just didn't feel great. But, you know, in terms of pitching, playing catch, throwing in the games, I only feel it on my curveball, which is like the weirdest thing. Fastball, changeup, cutter, slider, literally all feel normal. Velo was up and surprised. So, you know, everything points, you know, in a positive direction. But yeah, the curveball was just kind of annoying more than anything. So figured, you know, it's just kind of lingering around. Let's get it looked at and see what the deal is.
Davis, this is no doubt a crusher to Diamondbacks fans, to fantasy fans, to fans of players in baseball. And it really just drives the point home, as we've been talking about, that there's just no business with the pitchers having to hit. I understand it's a labor deal. You can't just put the DH in. It's not going to happen. There's got to be an agreement on that. But Zach Gallen, in all likelihood, from what I understand, by the way, this isn't like a Tommy John thing. This is more of like a week's thing as opposed to months. But regardless of that, you and I know, Davis, he's not going to start the season on time. He's going to be put on the IL. You have to hope he only misses like two or three starts. And that's like the best case scenario right now, off of a batting practice injury. That's just horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, I just took Zach Gallen in the third round of my $1,700 NFBC main event the day before this happened. So you can imagine how happy I was to hear that Zach Gallen got dinged up on his throwing arm, not pitching, not practicing his pitching, not working on his pitching, not playing pitch and catch, but batting. You can imagine how, after spending $1,700 on a fantasy baseball team, Zach Gallen being the first pitcher I took, you can imagine how happy I was to receive this news. You know, I took it with a great zen calmness. I felt very happy to hear about Zach Gallen suffering an injury taking batting practice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think he's going to be all right. I just, something tells me, based on some of the smarter people than me in terms of medical injuries, the location specifically of where it is on his forearm. There are some people who say that there's no shot that this is Tommy John or UCL related. We'll know today and we'll have more of an idea. But with the season starting next week and him slated more or less to start opening day, that's not going to happen. You have to hope. You see him, I would say, honestly, hope, Davis, you get him from May on. I think that is realistic at this point. And if you do, you're still getting 25 starts from him this year. Could be okay. But not what you want to hear, that's for sure. All right, speaking of which, Davis had his very big money main event going on over the weekend. We're going to take a look at his team. Break it down next for you here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don Mattingly coming up soon. Don't go away.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Throughout the month of March, and even in late February, Davis and I, on all of our shows, which you can go back and watch on demand, discuss a lot about the NFBC, which stands for the National Fantasy Baseball Championships. It's where essentially, if you are playing fantasy baseball and you have no money invested, this is the way to go to kind of put your money where your mouth is, in my opinion. And Davis, you did that this weekend in the NFBC main event. As you mentioned previously, $1,700 to get in. Unfortunately, one big injury to start off your season. And so let's go through this here and talk about who you ended up with and break down some of the best picks and some of the picks that you wish you never made.
So first off, we did something, me and my partner who I did this draft with, we did something very unique, which is we started our draft, we took Trey Turner at 9, and then we took Adalberto Mondesi coming back. Now, the reason why we took Trey Turner instead of Yu Darvish or Trevor Bauer was because we thought no way Mondesi is there for us in round two. He had already gone in the first round of a main event that happened the day before. He'd not gone later than pick 19. As of this Tuesday, of all main event drafts, we got him at the latest pick that Mondesi has gone in the main event. And we knew we really wanted Mondesi. I wish that we really would not have taken Trey Turner, and I wish that we would have taken Yu Darvish instead. But getting Mondesi in round two, we've talked about him a bunch on the show, going to get 50 steals, going to hit 15 to 25 home runs, depending on how the swing develops this year. I don't think there's any chance that they bench him. I think worst case scenario, he's hitting 180, batting ninth, but still stealing bases. And, you know, again, I've talked about this a bunch on the show. I do think that the Royals are going to be a better offense than the market expects. But starting Trey and Mondesi, basically we knew we do not have to look at steals for the rest of the draft. We are going to win steals in our league. We just do not have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, that you basically solved the problem that everybody has in a fantasy draft to begin with. Even with Turner batting third in the lineup, he's still going to end up stealing at minimum 20 bases, I would think. I know that you probably have higher expectations for that. I'm not sure how he can batting third, but between Mondesi's 50 and Turner's 20, 25 maybe, I mean, give him 30 even. Yeah, I mean, you should absolutely win that. Some of the best picks you mentioned also here in the 21st round, no doubt, like Tanner Scott is just being completely slept on at this point, and he looks like he's going to be the closer of the Orioles to start the season. And there are those that say, well, he's left-handed and he's relatively unproven, and it's just what he's done in spring training. But the reality is he's a converted starter, Davis. He is a smaller guy. But even before Mike Elias, who came on the show last week, he was previously drafted before Elias was there to like as one of their main guys. Like he was in the Futures game. I saw him pitch in Miami at the Futures game. They think very highly of him. And Hunter Harvey is on the 60-day injured list, not the 10. So I would guess that you're probably in line for about 10 to 12 saves. It's Baltimore, let's keep in mind here. No one's saving 30 games for them. It's just not going to happen. And based on the last couple of years, they've mixed and matched guys. Michael Givens has closed games for them as well. But that's like a free player in the 21st round. And I would guess that he'll get between 10 and 15 saves on the season. So that's just a monster pick that late.
Yeah, I mean, the thinking with Scott is, and we already had taken two other closers, but it was just, it's like picking up a nickel, right? Like some people don't pick up the nickel when they're walking down the street, but we're like, look, we're going to take him. We can start him right away, right? Which we probably are going to need to because of the aforementioned Zach Gallen injury. If he gets us two saves in the first 2 weeks of the season and doesn't get blown up in either of those outings, I mean, he basically already paid for himself. Your average expectation on a 21st round pick in a 15-team mixed league is nada. You're generally speaking, that round 21 guy, you'll literally probably never start him or cut him like that. Never. That's in the range of where you're start thinking about guys that you're going to cut. So a couple saves, you know, bada bing, bada boom. We can cut him if we need to, if he gets traded, if he gets hurt, no problem. But I felt pretty good about that one.
All right. So you mentioned your worst picks. Let's look at those again. As you saw it, I don't have a problem with Trey Turner. Clearly, I personally would not have taken a closer this high, and his name would not have been Kenley Jansen, regardless of that. I mean, honestly, I think you could have gotten by with Kimbrel and Scott. I think those two guys would have been great closers for you. You could have had anybody else. I'm concerned that Kenley Jansen's best is just far behind him. And he's one guy that I don't think it would require three blown saves to get removed from the gig, because they got May and they got a couple of other guys there. So just for me personally, I would be out. And we talked about this before. You're usually not in on the old guy at the end, but that's kind of the way you went here. Now, David Price, all of a sudden, Davis is going to be important to you, I think, at the start of the season. So let's dive into David Price here, because I think that he goes from, as you say here, one of your worst picks. I think that he has to be a lot better than one of your worst picks to work out. And I think it's possible. Just because he didn't pitch last year doesn't deter me. In the 15th round's fine.
Yeah, so when we did this outline, I did not know about the Zach Gallen injury yet. The reason why I feel this way about David Price is that I think that we probably overstated the safety on him. Like, I think when we made that selection in the 15th round, we were thinking, this guy's going to get us 150 innings. This guy's going to start 20 games. And some of the things that the organization has said about David Price lean me to think that actually maybe that's not true, that they will go to a six-man rotation, that they will give Dustin May some spot starts over him. But also, Tony Gonsolin remains there as a guy who can go three, four innings, no problem. Another guy I didn't realize in doing more research this morning, Jimmy Nelson was a non-roster invitee for them and has been really good in spring training. And I think Jimmy Nelson, if he makes this team, looks like a guy who could take 80 innings away from Price, from May, from Gonsolin. And I think that what's going to end up happening is Price is going to start starting. And then when Dustin May, you know, is pitching great out of the bullpen, they're going to want to give Dustin May some starts. They're going to want to give Gonsolin some starts. I think they're actually going to end up giving Jimmy Nelson a spot start here or there. So I think Price ends up more at like 120 innings. So I guess it's fine, but we kind of need him to give us 150 innings, and I don't think he's going to.
You know, I'm shocked to not see Ohtani here, but I'm not shocked to see Joe Adell. I guess if there is one player that you're most heavily invested in on the youth side, it's got to be Adell, right, going into the year?
Yeah, it's Odell. And Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, in this draft, $1,700 league, people who are paying attention, went in the 18th round. Option to the minor leagues the day of the draft, still went in the 18th round. Joe Adell, who's already been up in the major leagues and who I think that Joe Adell will be up soon. I know they optioned him, but I think he will probably be up after about a month, because, you know, again, we've talked about the Angels, you know, ad nauseum on this show, but I think that they are going to get pretty sick of watching Dexter Fowler out there. You know, I just don't think he's any good anymore. And by the way, Albert Pujols playing first base, he's already banged up. So I think they're going to want Jared Walsh in there. You move Jared Walsh, that opens up more plate, you know, you put Albert Pujols on the bench, you'd much rather have Joe Adell taking those plate appearances. So, I mean, come on, you knew I was going to get Odell. My partners, though, they didn't want Ohtani. They, because of the way that the lineups work in NFBC, you submit on a Monday and you submit on a Thursday, and they're like, we'll never know. They like, basically they were like, we'll never know when to start him at pitcher or when to start him at util, so we don't want him. And you know, that was what they did, was they gave me Joey Gallo in round 12 because they took Ohtani away from me.
Understood. And how many home runs do you have projected for CJ Cron this year?
35 home runs, 280 batting average. Get it done. 280? Get it done, CJ. We believe in you. 280, because he's playing at Coors.
God, I still don't think 280. I would say that's very optimistic. I got him between 25 and 30 home runs and about 250, which would be gorgeous at the end of the season if that ends up happening. I'd be thrilled with that. But look, the Coors temptation couldn't get away from me. I was all in on him.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And mine too. So, all right, coming up next, Trevor Rogers, one of my favorite players going into the season. Don Mattingly, the manager of the Marlins. I'm going to ask him about Trevor, also the second base position, and the prospects that are on the way. Donnie Baseball joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. This is Janet to Sports Today with you here on Sports Grid, SportsGrid.com. Couldn't be more thrilled to have our next guest on the show. Of course, one of the great all-time players in Major League Baseball. Grew up watching and now get to cover Don Mattingly every single day. He was the 2020 Major League Manager of the Year over in the National League. It was just an incredible season for the Marlins to have to overcome what they did. And here we go. 2021 is right on the doorstep, and Don Mattingly joins us here on the show. Donnie, thank you for spending a few minutes with me here on the show. And by the way, congratulations on the Manager of the Year award in the National League.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, it seems like definitely in the rearview mirror. Looking forward to this year. And, you know, obviously not a totally new group, but somewhat new group of guys.
Yeah, and I think that for most people who are watching, I think that they've kind of followed the Marlins story over the last few years with the new ownership group and some of the new things that have been done, the young players that are coming your way. And the thing that always struck me was right when this all happened, you were the first one to say is, hey, I'm in. I love the fact that I get to teach and be around all of these young players. Is that enjoyment still there at this point, seeing all these now young players mature and get to the point where we're going to see them more often in the big leagues?
Absolutely. It was really the reason to come to Miami, right? To knowing that, you know, some of the, I would say, you know, past part of the organization and knowing that the group when I came over was a really talented group, felt like it was going to be good right away. Obviously that changed pretty quick. But like now is even better than before because, you know, you had to go through the 100 losses to get to last year and to get to this year. So now these players are getting closer to the surface. And quite honestly, another whole group is right on their tail. And so we're seeing guys that are that next wave after the young guys that really haven't even established themselves yet. Those are the guys that are going to be pushing those guys and forcing competition at that level.
Normally, Donnie, when I speak to people, and we've done a lot of previews here on the show, general managers, managers like yourself, it usually starts with the lineup, but I think this is the first one I'm going to start with the pitching, because I do think that this is kind of maybe what's going to make the team go. And I know that it's still at this point, you know, decisions are going to have to be made as we get closer to spring training. But is it fair to say for people who are watching that the strength of the Marlins in 2021 will be the starting pitching?
I would say for sure. It's safe because I think this group of pitchers, I think they're all under 25 that we'll probably end up with as we walk out the door. And it's a talented group. It may be a group that not quite household names at this point, but probably have a chance to become household names as they kind of progress into their career. You're going to look back and say, hey, that was a really talented staff, even though we didn't really know them at that point. But it's a staff, and I promise you within the teams that have to face us day in, day out, they understand that this pitching's real.
Yeah, I think on our show in particular, everyone does know it's like a deep dive into all of the players. We're familiar with the whole player pool, and everyone is there with Sandy Alcantara, Pablo Lopez. But the one player I think for us that maybe we need a little bit more awareness on, I've been talking about him with you a bunch, is Trevor Rogers, this young left-handed pitcher. The Marlins drafted him a few years ago. I got to say, 2 years ago, I didn't even know if he would have a future starting in the big leagues. I mean, it's not that I was down on him. I just hadn't really heard a ton about him. And he just came on both mentally and physically over the last year, Donnie, in the 60-gamer last year and now in spring training, to the point where he has to be a name that people need to start recognizing.
Yeah, and I think it's fair. A couple of years ago, this was kind of a quiet kid who was probably long and lanky and probably hadn't came into his body. He comes from a small town in New Mexico. And sometimes this transition is not an easy one into pro ball, where you're thrown into a group of talent all around you. And so the guys you're facing and the guys that are on your staff, no matter where it is, are pretty good. Right. And so you have to come to terms with that and then come to terms with what it takes to move forward. And I think Trevor is showing us that what he's made of from the standpoint as he came up last year, he had some success. He had some where he got knocked around a little bit. But the way he responded to that told us a lot. And then the way he's come back into spring training even tells you more, because he you could tell he came back in with an understanding of what he had to do and what this league is like on a day in, day out basis, team to team, hitter to hitter, that he had to get better and he had to be precise. And he came in physically stronger. I think the experience last year will take him a long way.
Offensively, it's a strange year in terms of the Marlins, because normally there's all these players that seemingly are unclear about their roles. I mean, you're going into this year with more or less seven or eight of the position players kind of knowing where they stand going into opening day. We'll get to second base in a minute, but Anderson has been a nice player that's come on for you. We know he's at shortstop with Miguel Rojas. Outfield is more or less set. You got an all-star in Marte in center, Corey Dickerson in left, and I know you brought Adam Duvall in right field. So offensive upgrades significantly from last year. Didn't have Marte at the beginning of the year last year. You certainly didn't have Adam Duvall either.
Yeah, we feel like a full year of Starlin helps us. And then getting the group together, Brian Anderson, you mentioned him. He continues to improve and be more sure of himself. Miggy just gets better every year. Aggie and Coop at first base and a mixture of outfield with that. Both of those guys fared well, you know, numbers-wise, against righties, against lefties, putting themselves into a category that that matches up with other first basemen in the league. We think Corey will be better this year, coming in more sure of himself. He seems to be in a lot better place. And it's always tough coming into a new team. You mentioned second base. There's a little bit of competition there, extra outfielders, a little competition there. But for the most part, a club that knows kind of where they're at and where they're probably going to be playing.
Yeah, last thing I want to ask you about the offseason and Mattingly Charities, and it's I know how important that is to you, and I want to make sure that we discuss that here at the end. But the second base position, Jazz Chisholm, who is arguably the, if not the best hitting prospect in the organization, has a chance to be, and then Eason Diaz, who came up and hit a home run in his first game against Jacob deGrom, and I was ready to say, you found a second baseman, and it's been kind of a peculiar road for him over the last couple of years. When do you think that you'll kind of have an inclination as to who ends up starting for you on opening day?
I really feel like it's going to be later in camp still, and that's kind of strange saying that with probably 10, 12 games left at the most, maybe 10 games left. But they've both been getting pretty much equal playing time. I think the last few games, both of them have been swinging the bat, having better at-bats. So I think it's going to be more towards the end that we actually, you know, make that call. We haven't had our kind of whole group as far as upstairs, downstairs conversations yet, with our roster. We'll be getting that, get a lot of input, and just let those guys keep playing.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one to see, because either of them have a chance to really establish themselves as a big league player starting April 1st when you guys take on the Tampa Bay Rays. So, Donnie, I know that the event that you do every year in your home city, in your home state, for Mattingly Charities to really help underprivileged youth has just been something that you've been very passionate about since you were a player and even a manager with the Dodgers and the Marlins. And I know I asked you on a previous Zoom about the card industry and just how it's like just become so popular again. Your cards, your 1984 Tops, 84 Donruss, all of a sudden it's back like it was in the 80s again. It's like everybody wants your cards again. But in particular, people can go to Mattingly Charities and purchase the new Tops cards that they're putting out. I know you've signed a bunch of them too. And I saw, I think, a new one posted the other day on your website.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which one posted. I know we were working our way through them, and they've really been a blessing. You know, obviously in the year of the pandemic, a lot of events got canceled. So fundraising for all nonprofits, it seemed like, were really hard to do. The top set has really been something that's helped us as a charity, and I appreciate you bringing it up. And it has been something that, you know, I've always felt, you know, close to the kids, and you want to have kids to have a good opportunity. And I think the most underserved kids, it kind of reaches out to the ones that need the most help, right, and need to be put in the best circumstances that they can be. Our thoughts is, if, you know, we start with one kid, if we can help one kid, we're doing our job. Obviously, you want to help a lot more than that, but we do want kids to have that opportunity to make good decisions and put them in spots where they know there's a different world out there than the one possibly that they're living in. And those require choices, right? They have to make good choices, but there is places to go and get answers for that if they'll apply themselves in that way.
Yeah, and you could go to Donnie's website of Mattingly Charities. I know Donnie has said he doesn't Twitter around, but his charity has a Twitter account, and you can go there, and Donnie signs hundreds, if not thousands, of baseball cards for his charity, and has always been such a gracious signer, even at the ballpark as well, for my son and anybody that knows him. Donnie, listen, congratulations on the season last year. I know that you're already ready to turn the page, and we're going to do that here on the first against the Tampa Bay Rays. More than anything, I appreciate you giving me 12 minutes of your time on Fantasy Sports Today. I really appreciate it. Have a great season, okay?
All right. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
All right. Don Mattingly, the manager of the Miami Marlins, on with us here on Fantasy Sports Today. Big things are headed in South Florida. Keep an eye on them. I'll be with you guys all season long talking about them, no doubt, right here on FST. All right. We got to take a quick time out here on the show. Davis will join us again next. We continue our conversation and our look ahead to the 2021 baseball season. We'll be right back after this. Don't go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Craig and Davis here with you until 2 o'clock Eastern on tomorrow's show. Mike Blewett will be in for me. Davis will be in the house. A breakdown of the New York Yankees 2021 season and taking a look at their win total over on FanDuel. So, Davis, with a little bit over a week to go, are you done drafting in fantasy baseball this season? Are you finished, done, completed?
Craig, come on. I thought you were starting to understand me and know me a little bit better by now. I'm never done, man. I live for the action. This is why they like me at Sports Grid. You know, Sussman, he goes, I can toss Davis anything. Davis will do college basketball. He'll do women's tennis. It doesn't matter because I love to gamble. I love the action. So I will be drafting up until the first pitch goes off. There is no stopping this freight train.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I think I'm finished. I think that's it for me. I don't really have anything else on the radar. I'm now in a total of 3 leagues. I usually do 4, but I'm still on the fence as to whether or not I want to put this one together this year because I don't really want to run any leagues anymore. But I think that I'm pretty much done. I think now my focus can shift back to the NCAA tournament and opening day, and I'm kind of ready for that. So it's kind of where I'm at. I think I still have a couple of more spring training games under my belt coming this week too. But speaking of which, it's time for Fantasy or Reality here on our show. These are statements that we make, and instead of using the words true or false, we ask the question fantasy or reality. So let's get started here. Question number one, statement number one, one of Davis or Craig's teams will win a fantasy baseball championship in 2021. I mean, odds are pretty good for Davis if he's going to be in 100 leagues, that's for sure. Well, I mean, I'm only in 4. I don't even know if this is fair. You're going to be in like 40.
Well, it goes for both of us, right? Because this is joint glory. All I'm asking is, do we think that fantasy sports today can bring home some hardware? And I'm gonna say it's a reality. I love your NL Labor team. I thought you did a great job in that auction. I really like my Raz Slam team. Got Robbie Ray super cheap in that draft. Got Dalton Varsho pretty cheap in that draft. Some guys I am very high on that I think ADP is starting to move in my favor. And you know what? I'll bring Brett Levy in here. We'll throw his Raz Slam team in here. So let's make the question, can fantasy sports today win a fantasy baseball championship in 2021? I'm going reality. I like a couple of the teams. I'm not a big fan of my main event team, to be honest, but I think that we will be able to lock in one championship minimum here.
You know, I didn't say this out loud because I didn't want to jinx it. But a few days ago, I was thinking to myself, Davis, because I've been doing shows like these forever, that I don't think that I've ever gotten to March 23rd, 2020, 19, 18. I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't think we've ever gotten this far without an injury. I was going to say that a few days ago. I was like, wow, like we really are getting to the finish line here with nothing significant. And then Zach Allen got hurt. Now, I don't think it's significant, but it just goes to show you the kind of season that you have to have in draft season where you have to get things right and then worry about injuries too. I'm going to say between the Raz Slam, the Labor, the NFBC, Tout Wars, and Brett Levy's one draft, I'll agree with you. I think it's a reality. I think that somebody is going to come out of this with a win. And I'm looking forward to having it covered for you here on the show. As I've talked about before, even with football draft season in July and August and September, we still cover baseball here on the show each and every day. Our fantasy standouts go from the NBA to Major League Baseball, and we'll have it covered for you every day. And because of that, we'll still be very engaged, making our moves, making sure we make the right transactions. I'll say reality. I'll say that one of us is coming out with it. Brett Levy the least likely, but it's just the truth. All right, go over to college basketball here for a minute. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Oklahoma State. Let's talk about Cade Cunningham for a minute, if I can get his name correct. Now, it does seem to me, Davis, and I haven't done a ton of research on this. I've been sort of out on college basketball for the first time, like honestly, in my life this year. It does seem to me that there are like 4 or 5 players that could go number one overall and are all very good too. Like this is a different kind of draft coming up for the NBA this year. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just what I'm hearing. But Cade Cunningham is in that conversation. Fantasy and reality, he's overrated.
I don't think he is. And this is, I think, a popular opinion that we are going to hear as we go over, you know, the next 6 months of NBA discussion and we get to the NBA draft. I always love the NBA draft. I think it's a great night, you know, for content and everything. But a vast, vast majority of people in the United States of America who like basketball did not watch Cade Cunningham until his two games of the tournament, right? They played the opening game, then they played that game against Oregon State. And he wasn't good. I mean, I'm going to call a spade. He did some nice things. I think he's got great form on his jumper. I think he, to me, again, I'm not an NBA scout. I don't know these things. He looked like a really good on-ball defender. But one thing I saw from him is kind of that Andrew Wiggins disease that he had at KU, where you're like, dude, you are the best player on the court, and it's not even close. You are so much better than your teammates. Why are you passing them the ball? Now, on one hand, you'll say that's a pretty good signal for what he'll be as a professional player, because NBA players, unless you're Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, you're not getting away with, you know, shooting 33 times a night and having a 40% usage rate, right? Not a lot of Russell Westbrooks are successful in the NBA. But at a college level, Cade needed to take more shots in the second half in that game against Oregon State. He needed to realize, this is my moment. If my team is going to advance to the next round, I have to make it happen. And he was pretty content to pass the ball, did some corner standing. I don't think he's overrated. I'm going to sell this as a personal fantasy, but I think it will be a popular take to say that Cade Cunningham is overrated over the next couple months.
He reminds me a lot. His situation into the draft is going to remind me a lot of a player who also was called overrated, was willing to take more shots, but was also called a little bit overrated, not going to shoot as well at the next level, not going to be a good teammate, not going to have a good NBA career, and that is Trae Young. This reminds me a lot of that going into the NCAA tournament and going into the NBA draft. Everyone thought Trae Young was good, but they thought that he just hogged the ball too much at Oklahoma, he took too many shots, wouldn't have the same success, and now we're seeing a different player at in Atlanta. So I'm going to say that he is not overrated. And I think that this gets glorified a lot. It's kind of like the combine in the NFL, where we get infatuated with guys doing push-ups and sit-ups and today bench presses, I guess. But I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's not. He'll be a top five pick in the NBA draft. And I think he ends up being a pretty good player. Like, some of these players in the NBA end up being better in the pros than they were in college. I think that Cunningham could end up being one of those. So I am going to say that that's a fantasy. He is not overrated. All right, finally, as we mentioned, it is pro days. I saw a story where the running back, was it Najee Harris, couldn't get a flight into his pro day and ended up driving all the way there just to watch everyone. That's a crazy story. But Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy Award winner, decided not to test at his pro day. Fantasy reality, Davis, he should have tested at his pro day.
I really wanted him to. So I play in a lot of these dynasty fantasy football leagues, been playing in them for, you know, a decade at this point. I think that the combine stuff matters. And even if you think it doesn't matter, it does matter to NFL teams. Devonta Smith weighed in at 171 pounds. He's about 6 feet tall. The list of guys who weighed 170 pounds at wide receiver and went on to have successful NFL careers, pretty small. What I would have liked to have seen from him is running a 4.4 or a 4.39, a 4.38 at 171 pounds and posting, you know, really good short shuttle and three cone times. And what concerns me is that he knows that he would have ran a 4.5 at 171 pounds, that he would have posted middling agility times, that he wouldn't have had an insane vertical leap. Really, it's the opposite of what Purdue's Rondale Moore just did at his pro day. Rondale Moore reportedly just ran a 4.29 40-yard dash at about 180 pounds and at 5'7". And there are concerns about Rondale Moore. You know, 5'7", pretty small for an NFL wide receiver. But I would have really liked to have seen Devonta Smith run, because I hate this black box. I want to know what a guy is if I'm taking him, you know, with a really early pick in one of these rookie drafts for my dynasty fantasy football leagues. And at this point, I got to say, I'll just be out on Devonta Smith. And if I miss, that's fine, right? I will miss on some guys like Devonta Smith who don't test or who are historical outliers. But I'll say it's a complete reality that he should have tested at his pro day, because what it tells me is that he is very worried about the times he would have posted.
Yeah, so this is a fantasy for me, for sure, no question. And the reality for Davis is that Davis wants as much information as possible for his dynasty league. What Devonta Smith wants is as much money as he possibly can in his pocket and not have to worry about anything that he does on a testing day. And I get it. And I don't think that any of the players should have to. It's like we probably see this just so much differently than any of the other topics that we talk about on the show. I definitely get the 40 speed. I think that that does make sense, and I think that there is some tangible outcome to that. But I guess what I'm wondering is, and maybe you have the data to back it up, because I certainly don't, of the player that did the most bench presses that we can look back now and say, man, do you remember when this guy benched this and that turned out to be that? Like, I just don't remember that. I don't have a handle on that. And so that's the blind spot, I guess, for me. Not understanding. I understand it's important, but I think it's more important for general managers and scouts and people involved in the NFL teams, because quite frankly, some of them have never even seen the players in person. And we're not talking about the first round or the second round or anything like that, but there's a pretty good chance that there's only been limited scouting on some of these players that are drafted in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round. And so it does make sense for them to play in the Senior Bowl and then to have these pro days where they can end up seeing and talking to these players in person. I get it. I think it's important for that. And I also think that for what you do in your preparation for fantasy drafts and NFL drafts, it's super important too. But for the average person and for me, I could care less. I watch college football. I see them playing in the games. And I think that that is going to end up in the end being the most important part of this. If 8 players played well in college and 2 tested well, on their pro days, and those were the only 2s that did well in the NFL, and the 8 guys who played well in college didn't, then I would say, wow, I need to take another look at this, but I'm still waiting for that data. I guess that's kind of my point. But your point is well taken. I understand it's important for you. It is not important for me. I've seen Devonta Smith play in college. I've seen him win the Heisman Trophy Award, and I think that he ends up having a great NFL career. And that's kind of where I am on it, Davis. It's just a difference of opinion that we have on it. And I suppose you could probably back this up with things that I'm saying that are incorrect. But until I find those to be tangible, this is the way I go with this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. The stuff I tend to care about is weight, height, 40, and how those things scale. You know, they should correspond to one another. And so, you know, a guy, I know Devonta Smith crushed Alabama his final year, but I do still have some concerns about his ability against, you know, NFL corners. They're big, they're fast, they're strong. Sure. I do still have some Devonta Smith concerns.
And you have to have an opinion, and certainly when we do our drafts here on Sports Grid, you have to back those up. It makes perfect sense to me. It also makes perfect sense to me to see Kyle Pitts running so fast, who is supposed to be a tight end, who's running like a wide receiver. Like, that's tangible. I understand he's faster than every tight end going into the NFL draft. Those things are important to me. But bench pressing, no. I just don't see it. All right, Sports Grid 60 is coming up next. Make sure you stay on the grid. We will wrap it all up for you coming up after this quick timeout. And we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today on tomorrow's show, we preview the New York Yankees win total over on FanDuel. Mike Blewett will be in for me on the show along with Davis, but we still got a couple of minutes left to go here on today's edition of the show. So let's turn it over to Davis. He's got the Sports Grid 60. Davis?
Yeah, I have a little bit of an off-the-board one today. You know, I like to do some media recommendations, some culture recommendations here on the show. And I was working through some stuff this weekend, you know, working on my fantasy baseball ranks, my projections, getting a little bit of writing done. And, you know, I oftentimes, like many people, have a hard time focusing when I'm on my computer, right? You got so many things popping up, you know, you got your texts and your Slack and, you know, all this stuff. Something I found that really helps me focus in and getting into a good workflow is listening to Miles Davis records, you know, minimizing the music window, just putting them on and letting some smooth jazz flow over while I'm working. And I just found that to be so helpful to me when I was working this weekend. And I thought maybe some of our listeners who are also, you know, probably working from home, probably working in a different work environment might find that one to be helpful.
Very interesting. Well, you know what? I'm going to save my YouTube videos being whispered rant for another day because I don't get that one. But I'll get back to that in tomorrow or the next day. Okay, so I'm going to end with this. Look, college basketball is better with Rick Pitino being in it. I know that that could rub people the wrong way, but there's no doubt that it's more fun when you have an iconic coach doing well, and he did have a good season at Iona. But I got to say, I thought we got rid of a lot of the ridiculousness in 2020. I can't believe that Pitino would actually say that he would have no interest in going back to Kentucky. Because I got news for you. College coaches in general are some of the biggest liars out there, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised. But this is not even one that's all that far-fetched. If they called, he'd take the call. He would take the job. The end. There's nothing else to say. But thanks for giving some props to Iona, Pitino. We appreciate it. That'll do it for the show. Thanks, of course, to James at LTN. Brett, Danny, and Ryan, our producers, as always, here on the program. For my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of days, but make sure you tune in for Mike Blewett and Davis tomorrow on Fantasy Sports Today. See ya.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.